Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Lisa Schultz.
And you are with
the Yancey Long-Term Recovery Group.
We're glad to welcome Lisa back to carry on a conversation that we actually started yesterday. And remember, both parts of this conversation available at our website. Just look under Community and then you'll see Close-Up Podcast, and they're all right there together. So if you'd like to hear more about the Yancey County Long-Term Recovery Group, what she said yesterday, and then of course what we're about to hear, be sure to remember it's always available online at our website, so go check it out.
We're a nonprofit. We're a registered nonprofit at this particular time, but we didn't get our nonprofit status until late last year, and we didn't get our first funding until it was November, I think, that our first funding arrived. Despite the fact that we were pretty darn late getting off the ground, we were doing a lot all along the way. So we used to meet every week. Now we're meeting every 2 weeks. But when we were meeting every week, we would just do what other people did. People would bring things to the table, and they'd say, I know this family up in relief, and they need X, Y, and Z. And somebody at the table would say, I can do X. And somebody would say, I'll do Y. And they'd say, we'll go find somebody to do Z. And that's how we'd do it, because we didn't have case managers at that time. We were just still matching needs to resources. Yeah. That's our big job. Now, we've been fortunate. We have good representation at the state level because Chris Sigmund, our ED, has been appointed to the governor's commission related to Helene. And so he's been able to get a few things straightened out. So
that's a nice contact. Yeah.
It really is, because sometimes there are often state programs that are designed in Raleigh and they're well-meaning, but they don't really necessarily match the circumstances that we're experiencing. And so he's been able to influence making some changes along the way. We have an office. Our office is in the old radio station building, right? Right there on 715 East Main. And we're there from, I think it's 9 to 4 most every day, except not Tuesday mornings when we're having our LTRG meeting. So what I want is for people to know who we are and what we're doing. We can't meet every need. There are needs, I would say the two biggest needs in the county that we really can't do much about at all are debris that's not keeping somebody from getting water or keeping somebody from rebuilding. Yeah, I mean, those get prioritized.
Just trees down. Yeah.
Just trees down. Rocks, and they could be a lot of trees.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And landslides. I mean, landslides are several million-dollar projects just to even figure out the engineering, and so we have not found a resource for those kinds of things. There's mud pushing your foundation. That's different than a landslide that could take out your house.
Right.
So we just do the best we can. We don't promise anything because we don't want to disappoint people and let them down, and we don't know when we start out what we can and can't do. There are people who will have needs that we probably can't meet, but most people's needs we've been able to find some solution for. It takes a while. You have to be patient, but our case managers are excellent. They care. It's like suddenly you have somebody who's sitting beside you who really cares about your situation and who knows where to go to get the help, who knows who to refer you to if the land you're on you don't really own and therefore you can't qualify for anything.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it. Yeah.
Pisco Legal's a big partner.
Are they?
Yeah.
So let's say someone has listened to what we just talked about and would like either more information or, you know, maybe website, that type of thing. Where could folks look and maybe see a little bit more?
Yeah. Well, our phone number is 828-222-4120. They can come by the office if they want to. They can call us on the phone. I will not get back to them instantly, but I will get back to them. We do have a website, and we do have a Facebook page now.
Yeah.
So people can find things out there. Occasionally, what we'll do when we're working with lots and lots of families, we'll find that there's a need that requires a project. So we also have project management. For example, projects we've done, we tried to identify as many campers in the county as we could, people living in campers, and we partnered with the Beacon Network to weatherize those campers. Catholic Charities contributing to the materials, and we had a gravel project where we would pay for the gravel, and A Bridge Home, which is an organization that was set up after the hurricane, would do the labor. We have a propane project for the winter. We had wood. So those kinds of things are what kind of things we do. So the county, for example, got $100,000 to do water projects, which is really kind of laughable, because if you think about what it costs to sink a well, it's not going to help too many people.
It's not going to help a lot.
But
it
is going to help, not the number of people who really need that kind of help. And it didn't include springs. So we are basically taking over any projects that came in through there that they can't handle and working on that.
There's still a lot going on. Well, how about coming back and visiting with us in a few weeks and keeping us up to date with what's going on, if there's something that you'd like to make sure we have an opportunity to tell everybody, because we'll tell everybody.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. And I'd even be glad to do a thing where people called in and had a question. I don't know that I have answers for every question, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there who just want to know what's going on.
Thank you for what you guys have done so far and continue to do, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much to all of our partners, too. There are many partners. We're partnered with between maybe about 70 organizations.
Wow.
And I would also like to thank our funders, the American Red Cross, Dogwood Health Trust, AMY Wellness, United Way, and there are a few others.
Our guest today, Lisa Schultz of the Yancey Long-Term Recovery Group. Now, remember, this is a two-part community close-up. You just heard one part of it. Both parts are available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community. There's a drop-down menu, and just click on Close-Up Podcast. See a whole bunch of them there. Again, thanks to Lisa Schultz for visiting with us over the last couple of days. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.